It's the Internet Advisor's second hour. That is the one we kind of call your hour. That's when we're live. We have phone calls coming in from our listeners. And then in programs like this that are pre-recorded, we go back to our email and dig into the box there and take out emails and answer questions. And sometimes we get to talk to some of those people. And we've got Dennis Bailey waiting online here. We'll be talking with him in just a moment about his thing. Guys, I wanted to find something. One of the questions that came in this week I'm going to handle real quickly Richard Heiss was his name, from the west side of Detroit, was saying, you've talked about owners of a store, Shane, kind of like yours, a computer store, local computer store. Mm-hmm. He said, I need the address. It's out on the west side. He said, probably Wayne Road, Westland, wherever. I was able to take him to a place that we have on our homepage at internetadvisor.net. If you scroll far enough down the page, you will run into...
It's down there a little ways.
It's down almost near the bottom where it says, your trusted computer repair shops. And we created this list, Shane, in order to help. People would call us and say, I went to this shop and they were really great. And we've, of course, included your shop in there. But there are plenty of other ones in the Toledo area. And in particular, out on the west side in the Wayne area, there's Icon Computer Solutions that were suggested. And then there was, there was another one there that I'm trying to look for. But the idea is that you folks have called in, PC Gladiators on Wayne Road. Mm-hmm. So I just directed him to that part of our homepage. And I want to tell the rest of you folks this, two things. If you are looking for a great local shop with people like Shane behind the counter who can give you great, they take their time to talk to you, help you solve your problems with your computer, and give you good advice in buying them, for instance, take a look at that list. And then secondly, if you've been working with somebody in a local shop that you really think are great people, that would really be helpful to other people, they fair pricing, etc., give us an email. Let us know who they are, and we'll put them in that list, because it's only you folks who are our users who recommend these places and give us the reason why that we put in there.
And that would be a local shop wherever you may be geographically. Yep. We don't care if you're in Detroit, whether you're in Toledo, whether you're in Hamtramck, whether you're in Muskegon,
Lansing.
We want to know them all.
Yeah, you guys who are in our affiliates, please, we'd love to be able to give people in your area a link to one of these shops. So
I can do a mystery shop around them.
There you go. I have some questions about your shop coming up. But let's get to Dennis Bailey is with us. He's down in Tecumseh. Dennis, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hello.
I'm glad to get you on the air with us. Your question was about a program called System Mechanic Pro 14. First of all, how did you find out about that program?
My son told me about it. He'd used it.
Okay. And you downloaded it? Was it free?
Oh, no, it's not free. You have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay?
I think it was $59 for 1 year.
It's not cheap.
My first question for you, Dennis, is why did you need it?
Well, my computer had slowed down a lot, and it just wasn't acting like it did when it was newer, younger. And I thought there were probably some problems with it. And he told me he'd had it for years, and it really worked great. And so I tried it.
But what happened?
Well, first of all, you have to uninstall all your spyware and your virus protection because it's incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked, seemed to work fine. It analyzes your system and. Mm-hmm. And gives you the opportunity to shut off a lot of startup items, which was one of the things I wanted because it took so long to start.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seemed to work great until I tried to open a folder,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't open.
Mm.
And all the rest of them did, but this one would not.
What was the folder?
Well, it was just some spreadsheets that I had made to keep track of medical expenses.
Okay.
I had backed it up on a flash drive.
Good.
I deleted it in my documents and tried to send it back to them in documents from the flash drive. It sent it back, but it would not open.
Hmm. Okay. So since after you put that software on there, then this particular file would not reopen. It was an XLS file, I'm going to guess, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. How long have you had the computer?
Oh, about this particular one, about 3 years.
Okay, only 3 years. Okay, and what operating system are you running?
7.
Windows 7. Okay. And how much RAM do you have on it?
Oh, boy, a bunch. I don't remember exactly. When I had it built, I told him I wanted a really...
It's probably got 8. Probably 8 gigs is usually pretty norm for that.
At least.
Okay,
yeah.
So it wasn't the problem of RAM, because...
Oh, no.
We often say, Cal, the quickest solution is to buy more RAM. Cal, were you going to say something?
Yeah. You said you had this custom built, correct?
Yes.
Why didn't you take it back to the shop that you had a custom build at and ask those guys how to make it go faster again rather than try PC Mechanic?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought this would be fun to try.
Okay.
Oops.
Well, you know, it was recommended by, your son, right?
Right.
Yeah,
he had it
for years and has no problems. Right. So.
I mean, and just so you know, back in the day, that we in the tech field used to consider it spyware, bloatware, just like Weatherbug is what it was at one time. System Mechanic.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we don't, you know, when we see people paying 50, 60 bucks for it, we're like, we kind of cringe a little bit.
Well, because they claimed that PC Mag said this was the best program you could buy.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a paid advertiser at a magazine, sure.
There you go.
That's
the problem. Yeah. That is a problem. Yeah because people look at it and say, well, PC Magazine said it was okay.
Kind of like the Better Business Bureau.
Why do you think that for some reason it's not letting them open that one folder, Shane?
Who knows? It could be just a corrupted folder. I mean, there's so many different things it could be.
Well, I have another problem. I put the same system on a laptop. That $59, you can download it 50 times per year.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I put it on a laptop and had a problem there too.
Yeah. So it's probably the program. That's what I'm saying. When it was going through its cleaning process, the program itself is corrupting that folder. It could be something with the name or the file.
Since I left the email for you today, I removed the program.
Okay.
And now I'm back to normal.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. It may have not have corrupted it, but what it did is it prohibited you from accessing those files because possibly it misidentified them, or it was introducing a problem in which you know, and we haven't. Article about this that, you know, if you want additional support with our product, please call this 900 number and we'll charge you $150 to help you troubleshoot your additional problems. I mean, that is not within the realm of possibility. I mean, it's possible that they...
It never ends.
It never ends, right.
So, guys, what kind of solution can we offer to this?
Well, you know, I'm gonna do it a little bit differently than I normally would. And, Dennis, this is the deal. When you don't feel well, you can go to the drugstore and buy, you know, an antacid and take it, and sometimes it'll fix it.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes it won't fix it because you actually are having a problem with having, you know, I don't know, appendicitis or something like that. I'm going to say if you felt comfortable dealing with the shop that you bought that computer from, I'd take it back to them and ask their opinion. Say, hey, guys, this thing's not working right. I tried the System Mechanic. It didn't do what I wanted to do. You guys built this machine. Tell me, what can I do to make this thing work better again?
Mm-hmm. And that's a phone call or a visit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have, Shane, do you have that coming, people coming back with their systems?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. But, you know, I mean, $59, it may seem a lot, but, I mean, it's still cheaper than having a technician do a tune-up on it, you know, because...
But you have a technician doing
correct.
The tune-up.
And it's going to work.
Yeah, that's exactly
you're not going to pick up the machine and it'll run better. It'll probably run better than it did when you first bought it.
And the other side of the coin is that because he bought it from that company, they have a relationship there. Hey, you never know them. You might walk in. They may say, hey, we'll take care of it, you know, for a reduced rate because you're a standing customer with us because they want you to come back and get another one built with them.
Yeah, I've had them build 3 or 4 of them. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You've got a relationship that's probably just wonderful there. I'd go back to the professionals and ask them what they can do.
One of the things that strikes me out of this, with people listening, it can seem like a software answer. That $59 is a one-time shot that'll a magic wand. It's never going to match taking it back to a shop and having them look at it, because they're going to see so much more. Dennis, I hope we've helped you with that. We'll probably be answering your email as well to see if we can get you some more advice. All right, Denny?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for calling and for being there for us. Back with more answers to your questions in just a moment. Thank you for joining us here. Hour number 2 of the Internet Advisor. For you folks who are listening to us right now, we are answering questions that we received via email. People go to internetadvisor.net, they click on the Contact Us button, and from wherever you're listening to us, if you're in Muskegon listening to us, or Lansing, or Grand Rapids, or any of the other places you're listening to us on our podcast, Houston, for instance, one of our old friends is down there, simply go to internetadvisor.net, click on the Contact Us button, and then you can put your question in there. We'll get our answer for you as quick as we can. Today, we're going to be talking in just a minute with Dorothy about a problem with a Zeus Trojan. But before we get there, Shane, you have an article, actually.
Yes.
That has to deal with something that you've been running to in your shop.
Every day.
At Comtech Services out there in Sterling Heights, you guys every day are having somebody coming in and talking about this issue. Why don't you tell me what the issue is first?
Well, there's a lot of, you'll be sitting at home one night, and you'll get a phone call, and they'll say they're from Microsoft, a Microsoft representative.
Or Comcast, or whoever.
Or even FedEx now.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, FedEx now? Now, this time of year, FedEx is the big one. Because holiday shopping and gifts that are coming to your home. Oh, you know, we were by your home, and we missed you, and you weren't there, and we have all these Christmas gifts to deliver.
Oh,
where are you? You
know? Oh, dear.
So go to our website. Here's, but what's going on is they're calling you, and they're having you get on your computer. They're remoting in, and then they're saying, oh, yeah, this is broke. This is, needs to be fixed.
Now, they have to ask you for permission to remote in.
Correct, but you're under the impression that it's Microsoft.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, well, Microsoft wants to come in and clean my computer. Well,
wow.
Sure, come on in. You feel important.
Yeah.
And after about, it isn't right away. It's probably about 20 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. And then they show you all these errors and problems and cookies, things that are supposedly really bad.
Right.
And they just show you your typical, log report on a computer.
Right.
And
it's
no big deal.
And they may have introduced their own Trojan at the
correct.
Time.
And then they'll say, well, we can fix this for X amount of dollars. And it's usually pretty high. It's usually a few $100.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need a credit card number. And as soon as you put it in, they'll go in and they'll attempt to clean your computer.
Now, I understand from the article you got in front of you that Microsoft isn't going to stand for that anymore.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. Whether they're going to or not. I mean, there are a couple companies here in the U.S. The Omnitech.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that was using our name, Comtech, out in the west, on the East Coast, that was doing the same thing.
Oh, no.
We were getting calls that, hey, I paid your money and my computer's still infected. And I'm like, whoa, not us. Trust me.
Oh, my word.
But the majority of these are overseas.
Yep.
So I would say 90% of the calls you're getting one from overseas.
Okay. On that note, let me bring our next guest on. Dorothy, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you.
I don't know if you were able to hear any of that conversation. Were you able to hear that at all?
No. You mean in Michigan State?
No. What we were talking about was the people who are trying to get into your computer and to,
I can't. All we get is the Michigan State.
All right. Well, then, here's what happened. You are precisely the kind of person that got nailed by this scam. Your email said, I called the number I saw for Hotmail to ask a question about adding something to my contact list. When they wouldn't go. All right. A man who spoke broken English said he would find out the problems remotely. So you let him into your computer. What did that mean when you say you let him into your computer?
Well, they want me to go click on this thing for remote control, and they give me a code.
Okay. How did you find out about the site that you went to in the first place?
I've just scanned on the computer for Hotmail. I was having trouble getting addresses, a new address in my Hotmail, so I think I typed in Hotmail contact, and that's how I found it.
Hotmail contact, and you Googled for that particular thing, and then what it brought up was this first link, right?
Yes, and I believe they gave me a phone number I may have called. But
okay.
There's nothing wrong with my computer.
No.
And so we were very suspicious, and I put my husband on the phone, and the minute he heard the broken English, flags were going up.
Yep.
So what I did is when I got off, well, I did call a computer store here, and he said there was no direct number for them anyway.
Right.
I took everything off my computer that had been downloaded that day.
Okay.
Except maybe Microsoft updates. So I took it all off. And they had put more than just the remote control deal on it.
Very smart. You're very, very smart. That's
good. Good for you.
Yeah, so I got that off. And first thing I did is unclick that remote deal so they couldn't put anything on later.
Okay.
And I don't think they did any damage.
So you took it to your to the shop, right? That's what Cal.
No, you
haven't yet.
No. No, but when I was on the remote control thing, they turn on this thing like a scan where there's things going up and down.
Yes.
And it showed telephone listening, and they said, they're listening. He said, it's not just your computer, it's your whole system. They are eavesdropping, and who knows what all damage they're doing. They said, this is the worst one. It's from Russia.
Okay.
And I could see the phone thing. I thought, oh, boy, somebody can listen to our phone conversations. And I thought, oh, you know.
So Dorothy, then it sounds like what you did. You then just kind of stop things and unplug it?
Unplug the computer?
Yeah, but you said you stopped
no,
this?
No, I went into controls. Well, I went in and we hung up,
yep.
You know,
good,
from
good.
Them. I went in and undid the remote control thing, and then I went through my controls, and every program that had been added on that day around that time,
Dorothy, just for the sake of other people who are listening as well, Ed, could she have accomplished the same thing by doing a system restore at that point?
Probably, but it's wise. I like the way she did it as
okay,
well.
Okay, good. You know. It's a little more time consuming, but it's going to be...
Well, then you...
Unless they put a rootkit in there.
Well, that's doubtful.
Okay.
What?
A rootkit is doubtful. I mean, it's always possible,
okay.
But they'd be in a heck of a lot more trouble with federal investigations and people filing lawsuits if they put on a hidden program rather than just a consensual, you know, conversation over the phone installed a program.
Yeah, they're not putting many viruses on the machines or anything like that. They're putting, you know, stuff like Optimizer Pro and these bloatware programs.
Yes, that was one.
Right.
Yeah, and they're really this is actually the first part of the scam. Unfortunately, you know, fortunately, you didn't pay anything. You didn't give him the credit card information. But that's the very...
He said I should need it to take it in someplace, so we don't understand how he was going to make
it. It was coming.
Yeah, it was coming.
It was coming. Oh, I mean, what happened? See, this is part of the scam. It's a long-term deal.
Yep.
This is where they're going to talk to you, and eventually they're going to get some money out of you.
Yeah, they're going to call you back, and they're going to be your best friend. Mm-hmm. They're going to call you back a couple days later. How did it go when you took your computer in?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't able to do that. Well, you know what? I can go in there, and for $168, I'll be able to fix your computer.
Now, Dorothy, what part of town do you live in? What part of the state?
Fort Gratiot.
Mm-hmm.
North of Port Huron.
North Port Huron. Okay. Do you know of any shops up there, computer shops, in the Port Huron area?
Yes. I had called Advanced Computer.
Okay.
It's about 10 miles from here because I have taken it in there.
Okay.
And I asked him, and he said, well, they don't have a direct line.
Excellent. Okay.
So back to your original problem, though, because we realize this is a scam. You've done the right thing. Were you ever able to resolve your issue with the Hotmail?
Yes, I was. I found out which button to push.
Oh, there you go. Well, good for you.
You've done a great job, Dorothy. I want to commend you for that.
Well, you guys really helped me. But I figured you had helped me before what security to put on here, you know, to get rid of, I didn't have to pay for security.
Right.
Because Microsoft spends all that money. So I did what you told me to do. So I thought, well, now, since I got that on there, I shouldn't be getting anything.
Exactly. And this is part of what they're working on with these scams is it's a con game, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a con game.
Yeah.
And a con game starts with building a level of confidence with you, comfort, trust. And your husband, I think, was right, first of all, the flag of the foreign accent.
Because believe it or not, I've had customers, and I've said this before, 3 weeks later, because you got to remember, after they're cleaning their computer, there's a lot of downtime. So there's a lot of chit-chat between you and this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn about his family, and he lives in India, and you learn about the weather, and his kids are in school, and one's playing a music instrument. And then, all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, you get a call from whomever this person was. You're going to know him by the first name. And their son was hit by a car, and he has no medical insurance, and they're in desperate need for American generosity. And believe it or not, you'd be surprised how many people will give them money.
Yep, and they count on people's generosity. It's the old con game.
America's generosity.
Yeah.
This only works in this country, just so you know.
And
we're getting calls. I think we had like three or four calls, maybe a month apart, on somebody from said they were from Microsoft that wanted to help us with their computer. But we never called them.
Good
so
for you.
We said, and it was broken English again.
You know, Dorothy, where this is coming from is, you know, when you hear about all these companies that have these security breaches and they lose your information.
Sony TV.
This is where that stuff is going.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily a threat where they're going to go into your bank account, but they're getting your information, your phone number, your name,
identity,
your address, and then they're calling you, and that's how they're using it.
Yep. Dorothy, you've done a great job here. I would suggest taking the machine, if you want to be very, very, very sure that you're clean, take it down to that advanced computing in Port Huron. Hey, and then send us the information about them if you really like what they do for you, and we'll put them into our trusted computer repair shops, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Now,
I can't hang on. I have to put you on hold. We'll talk with you in just a minute, okay? Thank you. We're back to answer more questions here on the Internet Advisor. Before we finish our last segment here and say happy holidays to all of you, I want to thank Mike Stett and also Andy Nichols, our lady of the phones, who have been helping us to connect our listeners to our program this afternoon. Thank you very much. And by the way, coming up this next week, we'll be on live at our flagship station, WJR in Detroit, from 4 to 6. Terry Takai is going to be with us. She was our state CIO and then was a CIO for this Department of Defense. Back working with the health industry now in our state. We'll be in our studios with us as we look back on 2014 and our predictions.
I got to do predictions again?
No, we're going to link to our predictions.
Okay, good.
That we made last year and just see how we did.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yep.
And I used to support Terry Takai and then Gary Baker afterwards. So
that's
don't
right.
Tell her that I'm on the show. Let's see if she recognizes me.
She's coming in the studio. Oh dear.
How can she not?
I better get that. The men's aggression, you know, get the white out. Yeah.
That's coming up next week. I hope you'll enjoy that.
You've got time to grow a mustache and get those glasses.
Yeah. Hey, guys, two things. Well, first of all, before we get to our last question, Cal, you're going to be handling that one from Jan.
Okay.
And it's about a slow desktop. One of the things I saw as a headline just before I came in was that the FBI is now confirming that North Korea was behind that attack on Sony Pictures. First of all, do you still buy it or are you still skeptical?
I think they have learned how to spin. North Korea has learned how to spin very well. So I don't buy anything they say.
Okay. Shane?
Well, of course, I believe.
Do you think it's North Korea?
Of course.
Of course, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, they're the only ones affected by this. I mean, this whole... The movie is one thing, but the Sony thing. But I think it's all has to do with they knew this movie was coming out.
Yeah,
And they're very, you know, they're proud. I mean, he is proud. He's egotistical megalomaniac.
Yes. Kim Jong Un,
and that's
the leader. Okay, so you see it as a legitimate state response. Some people are saying this GOP is Guardians of Peace.
Yeah.
I think it is. That's the hacker group going by is not North Korean. I think regardless. Okay, first of all, do you agree it's North Korea? Do you think?
I think it was in bad taste for someone to create a movie about assassinating a standing.
Well, absolutely.
Yes, I do too.
Agree.
You know, that
I
takes
agree.
Some of these movies just a little bit too far. I mean, some movies, they infer some Middle Eastern dictator, and you just assume because of the makeup, even though they go by some other name.
But you know what?
But it is a movie.
But we can't go into that because, okay, bad taste, good taste,
yes.
It doesn't matter. It's still our American right to put out whatever movie we want to put out.
Yep.
American people have the right to see it or not see it. Okay, for them to pull the movie...
Because well, people have said it was a lousy movie to begin with from what they've seen, but now everybody's going to want to see it just to see what the thing
exactly.
Was.
Maybe that's just the part of the whole ploy in the first place. Maybe there is nobody behind it.
Well, you know, and one thing we were
maybe
saying during the commercial break
is
some of the information that was released was basically what lousy security Sony had to begin
that
with.
That is, I think, one of the key issues. But what bothers me about this is that a group of hackers outside of the U.S. has been able to have this kind of incredible impact on a major corporation here in the U.S. I mean, everything that was on their servers, the Social Security number, the employee information, movie scripts, everything is out in the public now.
Why should that even surprise you that only in the U.S. we can have people that talented to do that? No, it's all over this world.
But what they've done in essence, though, and you've seen this, the theaters are refusing to show the movie. It's blackmail, and it's working. What do you think that's going to do for future attacks?
Yeah, but they're not an American company, so they can do what they want. I mean,
no, it doesn't, but I don't think that's the issue. I think that the issue is that you've got a major corporation which may, with the following lawsuits,
mm-hmm. maybe wiped out of existence. Mm-hmm. What happens if they go after General Mills? Or they go after some other company?
Well, just stop eating cereal.
Exxon?
No.
Just stop
no.
driving your cars?
But oil and electric companies are big targets.
Okay, so what are you saying? We go ahead and show the movie and see if they're really going to come through on the threat?
I don't think the movie is the issue. What bothers me is that a foreign group, a group of hackers outside of this country, it seems, have been able to come in and have been able to have this kind of massive impact on an American corporation to the extent that they may wipe it out completely, financially wipe it out.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, we don't talk about this when a certain country decides, hey, let's spend some centrifuges a little faster.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's all over. It depends on what they want to do. And what do we do in this particular case? As a citizen, you make your choice. Do you want to push and say, yeah, I want to see this movie, I want this to be out, whatever? Or as a citizen, you can say no. It goes wherever
you know,
you want it to go.
I don't care what the citizens say, to be very honest with you.
Sony,
I want to know what the corporations are saying in this country. I want to know what the people who are controlling our power are saying in this country. And on that rate, I'm glad I'm in Michigan, because there's a full-on program going on right now to secure our basic services, our electricity, mm-hmm. our water.
As far as taking care of our infrastructure, yes, I'm
that
full agreement with you. I think that's critical. If a corporation is sloppy enough not to take care of their own security and they get burned, hey, that's just the price of admission.
I agree. But in my case, it bothers me that the blackmail worked. You know, and what's that going to do to other people who may get the letter, who may get the email sent to them? We're about to take your servers and put them online. And obviously they have the ability to do that.
No one likes being caught with their pants down, and that's what this is. You and I, you know, maybe I needed to get better medical insurance, or maybe I should have got that identity protection when my credit card got taken, and that way I wouldn't have been, you know, left holding $4,000. You know, none of us like getting caught with our pants down, and Sony just big time, right?
Yeah.
And it's they also released all the salaries of all the highest paid executives in the world. It's incredible what these people
make. And you know what? This is probably good for the country more than it is bad for the country, because now there's other corporations going like, hey, you better go downstairs and see if those servers are tighter than what we think they are.
Exactly.
Let's double check and make sure these things are right.
And you know,
because
we're
not going to go down that same path.
How many times have you and I spoken to people in our industry, not necessarily in our company, or in the various companies that we've worked for, but how many times have you said you get a person that goes, you know, may not be secure. I think we need to spend another $200,000 to make this really secure. And then it goes right up the chain, and then it just disappears.
Yep.
You know, nothing happens, and you're going, we're vulnerable. We're, you know, and we're vulnerable.
There are emails out there that will show that process that went on with Sony,
yes,
and they
exactly.
ignored it.
Yeah,
they ignored it. And I hope, you know, in some ways I hope that 2014 is closing with this kind of a catastrophe, because it is a warning that there are groups that are capable of getting right down to the last little bit of information in the basement of your company and putting it out for all the world to see.
Yep. Well, the cat's out of the bag. This is the beginning of this whole cyber thing. This is kind of
cyber war is going on.
Yeah, but I think this is the first time I think we can put a finger on this is the beginning of something new to come. You know,
but what, Cal, you talked about it. When did Stuxnet go out? Was it like four years ago?
Well, that's when it was announced, but they said it was on the servers for 7 years.
Yeah, we all know that it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, nobody's clean. I'll put it that way.
No.
But you know, you say the blackmail. Yeah, like I said, I think it's a good idea. It happened, and now we're going to get better. I mean, because it keeps going on every now and then. You know, we had this big thing with the Home Depot thing. We had the big thing with Target.
Yep.
You know, and as every time one
Staples.
Every time one of these things comes out, people start thinking, you know, maybe we just better fix this.
So I think that maybe, do you think we'd be right to call 2014 the year of the hackers?
No, I wouldn't go quite that far.
No, I don't think we've seen anything really yet.
No, but I mean, this year has been defined in many ways by a lot of these catastrophes that have gone
on. If this same catastrophe would have happened for another company other than an entertainment company, I don't think we'd hear as much
about it. You're absolutely right. It has caught the public attention precisely because of some of the juicy details that are in there. Well, hey, folks, I hope that for you, the cautionary tale has been that you need good security. You heard us talking to Dorothy. She was smart right away. She cut the line and went to pulling out the stuff that was on there. Ed, you've got some great resources in our toolkit. You can go to internetadvisor.net, find them there. There's some great resources, Shane, at Comtech, at your company, and a lot of the other local places. Take your machine in there, talk to the people. They'll help get yourself fixed. And Cal, you've got a matter of fact, a Mac Group meeting coming up soon.
Yeah, matter of fact, tomorrow, the 21st of December, we'll have our annual December meeting, and we're going to be talking about security and those sort of things. So please feel free, if you're in the area, to come on out and check us out at macgroup.org.
Everybody have a great holiday. We'll see you back on December 27th with the Internet Advisor.